This is Digital Dave, and you're listening to EAA Radio, and I'm joined by Mr. Fred Frederick. How you doing, Fred?
Doing very well. How are you?
Very good. Very good. And you fly Pilots for Paws, a program for,
Pilots and Paws. Yes. Pilots and the letter npaws.org. There's the plug.
Okay. You can tell I speak well, huh?
That's all right.
And what exactly can you tell me about it? What is it?
Well, it's an organization that really sort of is based around a message board where people with animals, whether they're pounds from a municipality or people who have, you know, taken in animals for whatever reason, can link up with other people across the country who can take the animals in, find forever homes for them, can shelter them indefinitely. So really it's a way for animals to survive and be safe from being euthanized.
Right, get a second chance.
Right, and then where we come in as pilots is that we're sort of the link between, because a lot of these people, the facilities are understaffed or are being funded privately, really by individuals, and so where we come in is we're able to help get them from point A to point B.
Now, when you say animals, are we talking dogs, rabbits, cats, goldfish, birds?
Well, I'll tell you what, I have not flown a goldfish. I'm not opposed to it. I've done mostly, I believe, all dogs, but they do cats, they do dogs. I've done large and small, so I think pretty much everything in between.
Okay, what exactly are you flying?
I fly a PA-46 Malibu.
Okay, so you can...
Yeah.
So you rip the back seats out and you throw the kennels in there, or what?
No, you know, we leave everything in, and we come with crates, and we just transfer the animals from one crate to another. And, of course, because I also use the airplane to carry people, I cover the entire back of the airplane with a tarp so there's no permanent damage or smell or anything like that. But I've been very fortunate that everyone's been very well behaved.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Some dogs just love to bark when they get in the car. I imagine that'd be really distracting in an aircraft.
What's funny is I haven't had any issues with that. I've been very fortunate that most of the time they just go to sleep, especially the puppies.
Oh, well, that's a break.
Yeah. That's a break. Yeah, exactly. And some guys, you know, I've seen guys that just put the animals in the back and they'll tether them in one way or another. I like to use the crates. It makes me feel a little better. But I did do a 200-pound Mastiff, a 9-month-old 200-pound Mastiff, and I brought somebody along with me because I didn't have a crate large enough. But he was good, too. He just kind of sat there.
The fact that he's only 9 months old and is 200 pounds is disturbing. You could use him to tug the airplane back into the hangar.
I thought about it. He was certainly dragging us around, but he wasn't impressed by the private aviation process, but that's okay. He found a new home and on a large farm, and he's going to be a great dog for someone.
That's great. How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing it for about a year, and I think I've flown around 50 animals, and that's really just the tip of the iceberg. There are people who I'm aware of who have flown thousands of animals and really made it their life mission, and those are the guys who should be acknowledged and rewarded.
What's your longest flight been?
Usually I do a couple-hour legs. That seems to work out best with my schedule, my work schedule, because I'll do them during the week or on the weekend, but 2-, 3-, 4-hour round trip seems to work best.
Okay, that's kind of cool. And the animals must get a little stir-crazy after a while, too.
Yeah, I think it's best for them as well. But, you know, certainly the 300 or 400 miles that we can cover in a couple hours really saves somebody from having to drive, you know, for at least an entire day. So it really helps out there.
And you can take multiple animals depending upon their size.
Exactly, yeah. I've done as many as 11 at once and as few as just one.
My goodness, 11 at once, that's a lot of crates to wedge in there.
Well, the puppies are pretty resilient, and we can kind of pile them in, and like I said, they all just kind of fall asleep, and I think it's a better alternative than what would happen if we didn't do it.
So. Oh, I totally agree with you there. What can you tell me about the organization as a whole? How big is it? Is it in all 50 states?
Yeah. In fact, if you log onto their website, you can see they've got an interactive map where you can see all the flights that are open at any given time, and you'll see that they range from really anywhere from a couple hundred miles within the state of Texas to all the way across the country, depending on the breed and depending on where people feel they can find them home. So there's really a flight almost anywhere, anytime.
Wow. Now, you're flying out of Chicago? Did I get that right?
Yeah, I'm out of Chicago. I'm out of Gary, Chicago.
Okay. So you're mostly staying in this area, although a 2-hour leg will get you pretty far.
Yeah, in the Malibu, I can do 300-400 miles in that period of time, depending on the winds and the weather and whatnot. So I find I'm going to the south an awful lot to pick up animals. I think there's a lot of breeding going on down there. Not necessarily organized breeding, but you know, people who have animals on farms, etc. And so
a lot of partying going on.
Yeah, a lot of partying going on. So I seem to go to Kentucky an awful lot, and then bring the animals back to Indiana or Illinois area.
It's the moonshine.
That's what it is.
Now you're flying.
Everyone's drinking the moonshine.
That's right. Even the dogs. But anyway, or they're
not
drinking the moonshine.
Flying, maybe after I've landed.
Oh, I'm sure you could arrange that. I'm sure you know.
Oh,
here's a little something for the trip back kind of thing.
Yeah. I've been given lots of gifts, I will say, but not moonshine. Lots of baked goods, but never any moonshine. I think I'm not doing it right.
Yeah, right. We should put out the call, huh?
Let's do it. I think we're doing it right now.
Yeah, something in a mason jar, please.
Yeah, there you go.
Usually flying puppies or older dogs as well?
I've done both, but a lot of puppies, it seems. The puppies seem to go very quickly and find homes. In fact, most of them are sort of, they've been claimed by the recipient before I can even get them there, which is good news.
Yeah, there's no doubt they're going to a good home.
Yeah.
What about cats? How do they fly?
I haven't done any cats. I know people who do them, and I guess I would assume it's about the same. You know, you put them in some kind of carrier, and they fall asleep, or maybe they make a little noise. I'm not sure, but nonetheless, whatever momentary discomfort they may experience, I think being able to find a home where they're going to live a lot better in a lot better conditions, and forever. That's the most important part.
Oh yeah, if I take in a pet when we have adopted many cats, it's like no, they're not going anywhere else. This is it. We're keeping them.
Yeah.
So you said you've been flying Pilots for Paws for about a year, you said. How did you run into the organization?
I found out about them. They did a piece on the NBC Nightly News, and I just linked up with the website after that and signed up, and it's really a simple process, and you can just start looking immediately at what's available. And you know, for some of the flights, you'll run into a lot of other pilots that want to do them, and obviously that's a good thing, and some you'll be the only one. And then you make relationships with people along the way who will reach out directly and ask you for help too, so that's good. And you know who you like to deal with and who's the who will go the furthest for these animals, and you develop these relationships, so it's a great thing.
And the costs are all donated by you, time and fuel and everything else.
That's correct. Yeah, I figured that I'd be flying the airplane one way or another, so if I can do it and add to my total time and help these animals out at the same time and gain some flying experience, that's a good thing for me and a good thing for them.
Wow, that's kind of cool. How long have you been flying?
Been flying for 16 years. No, 17. I had to do some math there. Yeah, 17 years.
Wow. Wow, it doesn't seem like you need to add the time, but any excuse to fly is a good one.
Yeah, I think so. I think anytime I can be flying, I'm a happy guy.
Is the Malibu the only thing you're flying at this time?
Yeah, in fact, as a result of this, a private charter organization has actually reached out, so I may wind up getting some right seat Hawker time out of the deal to help them with some empty legs, which is another sort of added benefit to this, that they want to work with Pilots and Paws, and they want me to help be the liaison, and they don't mind giving me some right seat time in the jet in the process. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's terrible. That's, I don't know how you can handle that.
It's awful duty, but I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll take one for the team.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Hawker time. You could fly an awful lot of animals in a Hawker.
Yeah, and I'm excited that they wanted to do that, and they recognize that those empty legs can oftentimes be used for something else. So that's exciting, and I appreciate them for doing that.
And let's talk about your day job, because that's of interest to me. I don't know about anybody else, but you're a real radio personality.
Yes, real live. We do the I host the morning show on 103.5 Kiss FM in Chicago. We're on from 5 to 10 Monday through Friday, and we attempt to be entertaining for the people of Chicagoland.
Well, I would think that that's a tough market.
You know what? It is. It's been a challenge, but we've done really well, and I'm really thankful. And you know, it's really a dream come true for me.
Oh yeah, it's a tough career. Anyway, I'm not involved in radio in any way, shape, or form, except.
Well,
for
I don't
here.
Know. You're doing this right now. You're doing a pretty good job. Maybe you should consider it.
Well, I don't know if anybody would want to pay me. Of course, I do. I do have
part
of
the challenge. Yeah.
Yeah, I do have a face for radio, I'm told.
So do I. So we have that in common.
Yeah, you got a nice resonant voice though that carries well.
Well, you got to have. If I had both, I'd be on television.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Have you ever been up here to Oshkosh?
You know, I haven't. I was hoping this was going to be the year, and it didn't turn out to be because we're doing some other charity events. But next year, it's on the calendar. It's happening.
Yeah, you better get here.
It's happening, and I'm going to fly to Malibu, and I'm excited about it.
Okay, I want you to do some research, though, before you get here. I want you to look up the term aluminum overload.
Aluminum overload. Okay, yeah. I will. I think that's what it is, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Well, just alone, P-51s. Everybody loves P-51s. You know, they have 25 of them here right now. More than I've ever seen in one place. Something happened this year, and everybody decided to come. It's the campgrounds are more full. The airplane parking filled up faster. It's just like everybody said, you know, forget it, I'm going.
It is the most famous air show that I'm aware of.
Right. Now that I've made you feel like you're missing out.
I know.
Well, you can.
I think I'm going to cancel my plans. I'll make my way today.
There you go. The big air show's tonight. Plus the night air show they're going to have tonight is usually bigger because this
That's
is
exciting.
Saturday night's a Warburg's extravaganza. So
I didn't know. See, all these things I have to look forward to.
Yes, you better get up here and you better stop by our radio station because we need help. I mean,
I need help. What? I will. I'll come by and I think maybe you guys will teach me a thing or two, but I do appreciate it.
Well, we can teach you about airplanes maybe, but I'm sure you'll teach us about radio.
Okay, I'll take it. I could always use a little extra education.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for joining us, Fred. And real quick, where can we find out about Pilots and Paws?
Pilots, the letter N, Paws, and that turns out to be one word, .org, pilotsandpaws.org.
All right, fantastic. Thank you again, sir, for joining us. And this is Digital Dave, and you're listening to EAA Radio. Thanks a lot. That was great.